Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus, New Year's Financial Resolutions, Making Them Stick. As the calendar flips to a new year, millions of Americans pledge to improve their financial lives. But without a concrete plan, these well-intentioned resolutions often fade quickly. Financial goals consistently top the list of New Year's resolutions. A 2025 CFP board study shows that financial resolutions are prominent, with saving money at 45% and reducing debt at 32% ranking among the top three goals. Unfortunately, most resolutions don't last. A 2023 Forbes Health poll found that over half of people give up on resolutions by the four-month mark, and only 1% make it the full year. The challenge isn't a lack of desire for change. People may set the same resolution year after year, revealing a disconnect between intentions and action. Or it may be that they try to tackle too many goals at once, or aim higher than is realistic, setting themselves up for disappointment. So set smart financial goals. Before crafting your action plan, consider which financial priorities matter most to you. If you need ideas, here are some areas where you may want to focus in 2026. Regularly review your financial goals and track progress toward meeting them. Increase your 401k contributions or max out your IRA and/or HSA contributions. Pay down debt strategically and negotiate lower interest payments. Build an emergency savings fund of 6 to 12 months and save more consistently. Be specific. Vague resolutions like save more money rarely succeed. Instead, it can help to make goals specific and measurable. For example, rather than making a resolution to start an emergency fund, commit to a specific goal, such as, I will put $100 a month into an emergency fund. This shift from general to specific transforms wishful thinking into actionable steps. When goals are attainable, it's easier to track progress and stay motivated. Find an accountability partner. Don't go it alone. Having someone to check in with can help you stay on track. This could be a spouse, friend, or family member who shares similar goals. Consider working with a financial advisor who can help you create a realistic plan. Monitor your progress and adjust strategies as needed. A professional can provide expertise and accountability, making it easier to stay on track throughout the year. Start small and build momentum. Rather than overhauling your entire financial life all at once, focus on one or two priority areas. Identify where the largest gap exists between your current situation and where you want to be, then concentrate your energy there. Breaking larger goals into smaller, manageable actions makes them less overwhelming and more achievable. Each small win builds confidence and momentum for tackling the next challenge. The new year offers a fresh start and renewed motivation to improve your financial health. With specific goals, a solid action plan, and the right support system, this could be the year your financial resolutions finally stick. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones and Half Moon Bay and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 650-726-9133.